Did you hear what baseball announced yesterday? The announcements about some experimental rule changes.
Experimental rule changes?
That they're going to do in the minor leagues.
In the minors, okay.
Which they've already done a couple of different ways. Minor leagues started that adding the man to second base to do extra innings, which Major League Baseball adopted for the...
last year and this year.
And this year they're going to do it again, too.
Yep.
And they're the first ones to use the robot umpire, you know, calling the balls and strikes. And that's still going on. Other things that are going on, they say, and this is probably the biggest one. It's going to be at AA that teams will be required to have a minimum of four players on the infield, each of whom must have both feet completely in front of the outer boundary of the infield dirt.
Ooh, I like that.
You know what they're doing here, of course,
is trying to get rid of the shifting that goes on with all the defense.
In fact, they say that based on what happens on first half data, in the second half, they may require teams to make sure that two infielders are positioned on each side of second base.
Huh.
You'll have to have your first and second baseman, your shortstop and third. You can't move them beyond and around.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, trying to do something about the shift.
I see. Hmm. Of course, now one could look at that and say, hitters, why don't you defeat the shift yourself? You know, that's one way of looking at it.
Yeah. If you got a manager who wants to try and employ that kind of defense, beat it.
Right.
You know, some are, and you're hearing some of the comments already comparing other sports. You know, well, they were saying, well, you know, they don't do other sports. Well, yeah, remember in hockey, I mean, you can't be offsides. I don't know if that's a fair comparison, but I guess there's a boundary there.
Yeah.
In football, you know, everyone's got to stay on one side of the line before. Oh,
I suppose.
I suppose there could be, I don't know, but
right. And you know, in basketball, you can't put your big guys in the paint for more than three seconds. Yeah, I suppose.
So there are some. But it's going to be experimental at AA. Also, this is going to be in, AAA, the high, you know, the one right step below major leagues. They're going to introduce a new larger base. It will be 18 inches square instead of 15 inches square. They say it's for safety reasons and also trying to enhance the success of stolen bases. Because you think of how every inch counts, give three extra inches, that might be the difference between somebody getting those fingertips in.
And three inches on the other base coming towards you, so you gain 6 inches.
Well, there you go. Yeah, see?
Yeah.
That's why I don't do math. That's why we have the engineer. In Class A, they're going to have a pitch clock, which I think they did in Major League Baseball experiment with. Well, they're going to do it in the Class A.
Okay.
Also, they're going to engage a new pickoff rule, a step-off rule that requires pitchers to fully disengage before a pickoff attempt with the rubber.
Oh, really?
Which I think that might limit those quick moves that you can make as you're coming up to your set position. You can pivot and throw.
Then you'll never pick anybody
That's
off.
What I'm thinking, because if you got to step off completely.
Yeah, that's going to give the guy that much more time to get back on the bag.
Or take the bigger lead.
Yeah, it's a bigger bag.
Exactly right. So
the bigger bag.
Stolen bases are going to be increasing by 350% this year. So just a few things to keep in mind as far as baseball experimentation in the minor leagues. Will they ever see the light of day in the major leagues? Stay tuned.